Now, let's bring on Dr. Leah with our one-minute health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
We are so excited for this tip because I had no idea.
Well, vitamin D is something that you've heard about
growing up.
You know, Dr. Leah, you are the one that has exposed the vitamin D to the universe. Ever since you said it, everybody else has been talking about it. You are such a trailblazer, Dr. Leah.
I'm going to tell you something. I take 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D a day, and I do that because of what you said. I take 5,000 milligrams, and I know that sounds like a lot to people, but it's really not when you give your tip, so go ahead with your tip.
Well, and it's actually really not at this time of year.
Mm. Right.
In the wintertime when, you know, we don't have sunshine, but we don't have a lot of light in general. And vitamin D is something I've given to adults for a long time, but now they're finding in kids it's, of course, just as important. And one of the tip today is for 4 kids. Our little ones are getting more sick with the flu and cold season coming, and there's just a whole festival of germs at the school, and they come home, and they're sick. Well, one of the best things we can do for them is to give them some vitamin D, and 1 to 2,000 international units. It's actually, we say milligrams quite commonly, but it's actually international units because it's a fat-soluble liquid. A lot of things like vitamin K, vitamin E, vitamin D they're not always in liquids, but they're quite often in a liquid form, are in international unit doses. So you'll see IU behind the dose. So 5,000 is what I commonly give adults. 1 to 2,000 for kids, like if they're 40 pounds or less, about 1,000 units a day. And above that, 40 to 90 pounds, you can easily do 2,000 units a day. And then above that, it depends on how low their levels are, but I quite often will check it in the blood. I have drawn bloods on little kids, and I'll check their levels, and now everybody's low. And so I'll start them out on 1 or 2,000. Now, kids that can't swallow pills, there are drops.
Which I love, because not that they can't, they won't.
Mm.
You have to give them chewable, because my grandson, being 5, there's no way he's going to swallow a pill.
Mm. Right.
He just won't.
Some will.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Some will. My son, who's 7, is really good at it now.
That's because mom probably
yes, I'm sure.
I'm like, here, try this. I mean, it's all in the way we approach it.
Right.
You know, and how making it fun and all that.
Right.
But the drops are pretty easy to find. There's a couple good brands that are sold at, like, Super Supplements, and there are some drops. Most of them are 1 or 2,000 units per drop.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to like the 1,000 per kid because you can easily adjust the dose.
One
drop to 5.
Do you put it on their tongue, under their tongue, on something?
On their tongue, yeah. You can put it in juice. And it'll float.
Oh, okay.
You can put it on food. They don't have to take it straight in their mouth.
Okay.
And there are chewable vitamin D's as well, but I'm not sure they're as tasty, quite honestly.
Yeah, I think that's always a problem.
It's one drop is 1,000 units. You know, so 1 to 2 drops a day is not a big deal. Always give it during a meal. Because it's a fat-soluble vitamin, and you have to take it with the meal for it to absorb well. So with kids, you know, they're eating a lot, so you can give it to them.
You talk about this helps with allergies, too.
It does, because it's an anti-inflammatory. Not only is it important for the immune system, it's a great anti-inflammatory. So for people with muscle aches and pains or allergies, it can help to decrease the inflammation. And it's wonderful, wonderful for the immune system. I can't go on enough about all that it does for that. It protects against cancer, too.
Mm. That's really important.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Well, we know vitamin D is, they're now even saying, and this is rumor, that the reason we have such high levels of MS in Seattle is because of the lack of sunshine.
Right.
So there,
that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, so you hear this all the time. So this is a great tip. So how can they get a hold of you, Dr. Leah?
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and I'm also on the chatwithwomen.com website.
Absolutely, right on the front page. Your cute little pictures right there.
And Dr. Leah is going to be with us next week doing a whole segment of, 30 minutes on a natural health, whatever we decide. So if you have anything you really want to hear about, send us an email, info@chatwithwomen.com. So thank you, Dr. Leah.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.